Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, welcome everybody to a topic tonight about soulmates, life partners, twin flames, and I have the lovely Maya Moon. Of course, everybody knows I'm Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, but you can just call me Natalie. It's a lot easier. I've had, you know, I've been called this for a very, very long time. Anyways, this topic can be a difficult one to understand. I mean, I did some searching, I did a little research, and some of the descriptions are so complex when I happen to think it should be easier than that. And I, you know, I can tell you about soulmates. I can tell you about what I've experienced and Maya, but I feel Maya is probably the one that knows best about, you know, life partners, twin flames. But we're going to start this off and say, how are you doing tonight, Maya? Good?
I'm doing good. I'm great to be here as always, and I want to welcome everyone, all the listeners, everyone that's been with us before, and those that are new joining us. And my feeling is there's perhaps some new people or some that haven't tuned in lately, because soulmates, twin flames, basically, let's just say love. Companionship, life partners, right. I mean, and obviously gender doesn't matter, sexuality doesn't matter.
Right.
Love is love. But most of us, with few exceptions, most of us, that's one of our main drives, you know, like shelter, food, water. But really companionship, we're social creatures. And not only just social in the general sense, but for most of us, we do crave that, you know, that partner, that companion. There's a lot of words, terms. And you're right. One thing that we need to keep in mind for those tuning in is that at the end of it all, follow what resonates with you, because there's many different ways of looking and interpreting this. And there, you know, that's one of the things that has always drawn me to spirituality, is that there is never really a right or a wrong. I mean, there can be I always have to say, I don't know why I'm like that. There's a few exceptions, like trying to change someone's free will. But other than that, There's just no, oh, that's the wrong way, that's the right way. There's just a lot of variables. Now, I wanted to ask you quickly before we get too chatty, Kathy.
before Natalie gets chatty.
Well, and both,
yes,
both of
sweet.
Us. I mean,
chatty,
I'm
Kathy,
already
I like
off,
that.
Off on
chatty,
a
Natty.
Yeah, chatty, Natty. Are we doing two parts? I know.
I won't be here next Monday, so we would have to do it the following week if you would like. I mean, we can make that decision after.
I guess we'll see how it goes, and if we feel
right.
That we didn't finish, that works for me. If that works for you.
Yes. We'll see what happens.
Okay. So, and did you want to say something?
I mean, your explanation is great. I think it. Everything, all of these, you know, the soulmate can be applied to a lot of different relationships. I don't think, you know, if you read online about them, they'll say, well, is this, there's all these bullets. Well, I don't believe that. I really don't. Especially if you've had an occurrence in your life, or one now, one previously, and do you feel now, like if you've been married, that is considered to be, like we can use me as an example. Of course, my husband has since passed, but we can use that as an example. Was he my life partner? We don't know, right? Or do we?
So
or do you?
I would say, okay, if you, let's say, without looking, and we can look at it, I'm just saying, if someone were to ask me that in general, I would say, well, I would need to look at the energy. Just because we marry someone, we could be with someone for 20 years, and that person may not be a soulmate. This is what my guides teach, for what I pass on and teach my clients. And that one among other things, that would be that just because we marry someone or we're with someone for, you know, a length of time, that's not indicative of that person being a soulmate. And by the same token, I would say that it's possible. Now, I do want to clarify, because something has been coming up lately with clients, and I want to make a little bit of a clarification. I believe that we can have different meetings on different levels, but I'm going to get lost because I've got so much to say and I'm rambling now.
You can ramble. It's okay.
Okay, you can connect with a soulmate, and some people would call that, you know, I'll explain how I see the three and what differences are, but whatever word you would use, a soulmate, twin flame, life partner, whatever, you can connect with someone that you have not necessarily met, but there's a lot of people that have the online relationships that go for a extended period of time. So I don't believe time. What I'm getting at is time in of itself, I don't believe really has anything to do with you can meet your soulmate, and I believe that you can know within 10 or 15 minutes. You may not say to yourself, this is my soulmate, and especially males, not all of them, and I hate to gender people, but the thing is, we are different. I mean, we all know that. Males and females are different. Males aren't usually one to sit there and, you know, talk about things in the same way that a female would be. But you will have a feeling that, you know, that will just be different. So that's how I'll start. I mean, again, I do have a lot to say, but I don't want to take everything. I know that I think that you had something you wanted to share, but I could be wrong. That might be something that you don't want to share.
Well, if you go to my blog post that I wrote about a week ago, it was my interpretation for me, not necessarily across the board.
Right. Okay.
I think generally speaking, I mean, now, other than this person, I have not had anybody. I mean, another person could have been like a twin flame, but I haven't had anybody have this impact on me ever. But you know what? You have to go out. You can't even say, well, you know, Natalie, maybe you don't go out enough. No, I'm very spiritual. I just believe the universe /God is in control. And I, you know, people say to me, well, you don't go to bars. No, I'm not doing that. No. I don't believe in that at all. I just think if it's going to happen for you, it will happen for you. And it will be timed perfectly. And we know the universe does not make mistakes. Now, as far as like any relationships that I had when I was young, I there wasn't anybody. I mean, I had several, but there wasn't anybody that I felt. I probably didn't even know what a soulmate was, or a life partner, or a twin. I'm sure I didn't, Maya. So, but looking back, I did not have that feeling with any of them, that, you know, somebody that the synchronicities were there. you know, all the signs were there. You had this feeling, this constant. No, not with any of them. So you can't really say that it's a general thing when you find somebody. And like you said too, Maya, they can be older than you. They can be younger than you. I mean, I keep thinking about this. Wasn't this teacher who found one of her students was her soulmate, and she ended up marrying him? You know, I mean, I don't think that there's a rule. I don't think there's a set rule at all. I think it's probably what you want, what you feel is right for you. Obviously, this teacher felt something for this student that she had. But, I mean, I think you recall that. That was a big to-do. But I don't think there's any real rules for any of it. I think it's kind of like if you connect with someone, you meet them, you're going to know right away. There's just not going to be any doubt. You will just, I don't want to say resonate, but you will have the same outlook. Like, say, for example, I'm very giving, very loving. I do things under grace. I would hope that this person would be the same. And then you can say that's twin flame, because don't they mirror each other? But I don't know that soulmates do mirror each other. But I do feel that they will have the same abilities. They will be the same type of person that you are. Let's hope they are. If they're not, there might be some things that you do. You do the same. There might be something. You know, one can be like totally, you know, a shopkeeper, owns a business, and another one could be a teacher. I mean, and the level of education doesn't have anything to do with it either. Or, you know, so you could be super, super intelligent and meet somebody that maybe is not like you, but just think of all that they can learn from you if you are super intelligent. But there's got to be something else, Maya, don't you think? There has to be. There's an underlying thing there that's just, it's just not apples and oranges. It's just, you can't really say it's the same for everybody. I think it's all very individual. I don't know. That's how I feel about it. And I feel, too, that I don't know how many you can meet in your lifetime. I would hope that this is my last. It's not easy. It's a rough road because the lack of understanding is part of it. And until you are face-to-face with that person and you start talking and all of a sudden it clicks, oh, my God, you know, they're just like I am. I mean, you know, now Maya, I have a question for you. Can soulmates mirror each other? I suppose they can, right?
Well, that's a good question, because my guides are a little bit different than a lot of what the general belief is. And they believe that flame is not any higher, has no different vibration. It's just another terminology for soulmates. And no, they do not feel that there is a mirror. There may be what they feel. I one thing I want to say is, first of all, there's an infinite amount of soulmates. Now, that being said, we don't ever run out of potential or opportunity, because our Creator is an amazing Creator, and the universe is an amazing place. So, you know, we don't fall off the edge of the earth, and we don't run out of opportunities. That being said, it's very unlikely for most of us that we're going to go through, you know, 12 or 15. That's pushing it. I would say, generally, the number is around 3 to 5, and there's a reason for that. As far as mirroring, there is, I guess I would say that, again, this is a complex subject. It's very hard not to explain this so that you can explain that. And so my explanation, and everything I say, by the way, for those listening, I'm not giving my personal opinion. Everything I may say, I'm saying this or I feel this, but actually everything is channeled, not right at this moment perhaps, because this is something taught and I've worked with for a long, long time, many, many, many years. So just so everyone knows, though, even if I word it, I, me, it all comes from my guides. It's not anything that I just drummed up or one day sat and said, oh, I think this and this and this. So as far as the mirroring part, where I believe that comes in, I believe there's some truth to that, because our soulmates are familiars on a higher level, and we've been with them in other lives, and it's been, there's always been some type of romantic sexual chemistry. There's been something going on, even if that lifetime we were not able to pursue that, it was not able to be fulfilled, or we were not able to be with that person, but we had other things that we had to take care of during that lifetime. And one thing that I wanted to say about a soulmate, you know, you mentioned a couple things, and I do feel that in some situations we can be faced with adversity, and like what you seem to be going through, something that it has been very personally challenging for you. But people, listeners need to be careful, because they can justify a dysfunctional relationship by saying, well, you know, that's how it is with the soulmate. It can be a really rough road. So what Natalie, and I don't want to speak for you, Natalie, but what you're referring to is something that I would say, and I'm going to ask if you agree, is a little bit outside the box. Would you agree
yes.
with that?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And
okay,
I have another question
good.
I have to ask you. Can your soulmate also be a twin flame?
Well,
at the same time?
My guides believe that term is, you know, they don't believe that there's a big difference, and do you? So I'm gonna throw that back at you.
Okay.
They feel is that a twin flame is a soulmate. It's just another word for a soulmate, because there are people that believe a twin flame
right.
is the exact like, you know, I can support if needed how I got to feel that way. Again, it comes from my guides. But what do you feel? Do you feel there is a difference, Natalie, between soulmate and
well,
twin flame?
Because I believe that anything is possible, I think that you could have a little bit of both. Not both people
okay.
now. Now, what I'm
okay.
saying is, like, say, we'll use me as an example. Okay, say this person is my soulmate. And maybe he is also my twin flame. We'll say that.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that the man, I'm using man and woman, that doesn't mean that the
yes.
man
yes.
is
yes.
my soulmate and twin flame. But I believe that they can intermix. I really do.
So
because, you know,
yes,
you're looking, if you look online, Maya, you'll see all these set rules. Oh, it's this. I see, you know how I am. I don't believe that. I believe anything is possible. And I know that I think you can be a blend of both, maybe one half of the party. That's possible. But as far as even, and now you can talk about a life partner. I don't know if that could get into the mix too. I mean, has it ever been a triple thing here? Like, you know, you could meet this person that you've been set up to meet and they're to meet you. Because they are all of this in one being. I don't know. I don't.
Well,
I'm asking you.
Okay. Well, first tell me this. How
okay.
do you differentiate? Okay. What do you see as being the difference? The differences between a soulmate versus a twin flame? What do you feel are the differences between those
okay,
two?
Okay, well, okay, so, well, you can use the twin flame. Twin means, when I think of the zodiac, I think of Gemini, those are the twins.
Okay.
They are the twins. They are the same. I think that twin flames can mirror each other because they have similarities. Now, a soulmate.
No, when you say mirror, I'm gonna really question.
Okay, mirror.
You.
Like, okay, for example, we'll use me, or we can use you, whatever. I'm a super giving person, and this other person is also super giving, loves to do, loves to help out, and all that. Okay, now would we call that mirror? Perhaps. I mean, you could call anything you want.
I see what you're saying.
So you know what I'm saying? Now, by mirror, also, I don't mean, well, I'm sick today, he's sick today. No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that at all. I mean that it's got to be something with a little bit more depth than that. But I think I just think it's possible to be a little bit of both. You have more components as a soulmate, but then you can I like that word component. But then you can pick up some twin flame at the same time. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh my, what a mix that would be. That's how I feel about it. Soulmates, I just think soulmates is instant. I think you're drawn to each other and you can't stop it. That's what I think. I think that, but, and I thought about this today, it's almost like you have to walk through the fire. You have to take that leap of faith because that's tough. That is really tough to, you're not going to go, well, you could go to a stranger, but we'll use in a store, okay? You keep seeing this person over and over and over again. Finally, one of you comes up and says, well, hi, how are you today? And you look at this person, well, I'm just fine. How are you? But something happens with that hi. Something, and then maybe you walk, I'm using this as some big example, then you walk around and you find yourself coming back to this person again. For me now, you know, and you and I are so spiritual, we would recognize it right away. I mean, there'd be no mistake. Then you'd say, oh, gosh, well, why do I have to ask this person something. You really don't have to ask this person something. You can ask anybody in the store. But there will be something that will keep setting you up over and over and over. But the road that you take, one of you, I can say for myself, it's tough. You have to believe in it with your heart and soul. You have to just know, I know. And you try to explain it, you can't explain it. It's just this person, you resonate with them so much but the synchronicities will be great. They will. And sometimes, like in my case, you know who the person is. But you can't reach them. You can't call them up on the phone. You can't send them an email or whatever. You have to wait for them to contact you. But you have to believe in.
Right. And that can be, I think, where a lot of humans have a lot of conflict in trying to determine when they are, for whatever reason, they're apart from, you know, like
right.
You said, they know or they feel, let's say it this way. They feel they know that, I'll use the name Bob, for example. They feel that they know Bob is their soulmate or their twin flame. And that person, the karma, the definition is the feeling of supposed to be. So they feel that they're supposed to be with this person. But there's many obstacles that stand in the way.
Right.
Maybe Bob is married
exactly.
Or maybe... Yeah. You know, similar to whatever is going on in your situation,
and they're not reachable.
Right, that person is.
You have to wait for them to reach out to you.
And
but,
we have to be right, and we have to be careful because too many times, and I'm not talking about you, Natalie, but I'm saying a lot of people are not able to move past. And accept that it could be, and that's why I said this, it just gets deeper and deeper because sometimes that supposed to be feeling, you know, is there and it's real, but that's where life partners and so on comes in. They don't necessarily go hand in hand, and, you know, I can't get that song ever since I started thinking and asking my guides if they wanted to share anything else about tonight with me. That song, I want to say it's by Aretha Franklin, but I could be wrong, but the one where she says, "I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the."
That's Carol. Isn't that Carole King?
Yes.
Song.
Oh my goodness! And
I can hear her voice, and I can see her at the piano.
Yeah.
Yes, that's her,
and
Carole
that,
King.
So what you were saying resonated so much with me that I had to bring that up.
Right.
I will tell you this: when you meet, or if it's just someone that you see from a distance or you know from afar, and it's possible online or however the situation may be, that that's
mm-hmm.
how you originally come in contact with that person. They could be a voice, they could be, you know, you could be a cold caller, or you could take orders, and it could be someone that you've talked to. So there's many different venues or ways of meeting that person. But you will feel, and most especially, things become cemented and clarity comes just falling down around us when we do meet face-to-face and in person. And that, to me, is what it's unmistakable, because it almost
right.
feels like the earth starts to spin and
move under your feet.
Yeah,
there
I mean,
go.
It really does.
Yeah,
I mean, and
yeah.
It,
you know, we could do a study of 100 people that say that they've met the person, the soulmate, the life partner, the twin flame, and every scenario would probably be different. So what you have to figure out is that I think it's up to you, me and you and whoever else is listening, to determine, and you can't really put a title on it like, oh, this is my soulmate. Well, maybe this is your life partner. I mean, you're not going to know. I don't think you're going to know right away. I think you have to wait. You have to wait it out and see how it goes. But you certainly have to connect. I mean, you can't leave it to the ethereal, you know, because there's going to be a point in time when the universe is going to step in. I mean, if it's really something that's supposed to happen, that's how I believe it's supposed to happen in your life. No matter what, it's going to happen. But, of course, we all have choice. You've stressed that before. I mean, there isn't anything written in stone. Depends upon how old you are, how much time you think you'll have to find another one and another one and another one. Can you have a lot of them in succession, Maya? Can you... you don't have to be necessarily be 25, 30, 35, 40, and so on. How many? I suppose you could have as many as are supposed to happen, correct?
Well, what I originally had said is that it's like every other potential or opportunity. It's infinite. However, my guides feel that generally in a lifetime, we probably won't come into contact or you know, interact or intersect on our path with more than five. And I don't believe, and again, this all comes from my guides, whether I use the word I or me, I just want to be really clear that, you know, not that there's anything great about my guides, I just want to differentiate, you know,
right.
where this information comes from. And I don't believe age matters at all. I believe children can be in second or third grade, and although it may not, you know, have a sexual, I mean, it may have that the undertones, but they wouldn't know what it is. It may not be a sexual, you know, or romantic the way an adult sees it, but now that to me more would go along the lines of twin flames. I guess the best way I could say it would be that movie with Tom Hanks. I'm so terrible at remembering the name. I mean, everybody's seen that movie where him and that girl become friends as little kids.
Oh, I think he won an Academy Award for that one. I think it was filmed here in Savannah, as a matter of fact. I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it escapes me totally.
Oh, gosh, he had Bubba Shrimp, and he...
Yes, yes, yes. What? Well, I wish somebody could call in and tell us. Who was that? What was the movie? I think it was Sally Field in it with him, right?
Well, she played his mother.
Yes. Okay. You know what? I'm going to look it up while
but
you're talking.
Jenny was, okay. Because it drives me nuts. Jenny was
I know.
The girl.
We don't want to be driven nuts here.
They met when they were, Forrest Gump is the name.
Forrest Gump. Yeah, it was filmed here in Savannah. Not here. I mean, I'm like 17 miles from Savannah.
So
I always say, it was here.
Just as an example, they met in second or third grade. And if you've ever watched the movie, I think it portrays, and their lives took a very different path. They did end up together, and I find it hard to believe that anyone over the age of 25 hasn't seen that movie. But,
exactly.
I believe that you can come, and in fact, I have a friend. Her name is Lynn, and she named her first daughter after me, and that's a long story, but I felt very honored by that. My Christian name, not Maya, my Christian name. That's on my birth certificate. But she met the man. They celebrated, I don't even know, 45 years, I believe, together.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
met in kindergarten.
Wow.
They have three kids. Now they have grandkids. And she and I would talk about it. I was spiritual then, but not nearly. I didn't convene with my guides. I had to say that for you, Natalie. the way that I do now. But I would always ask her, well, you know, how did you know? And she said, we just gravitated is the word that she used. Now, when I met her,
right.
we were about 15 or 16 in high school, freshmen, I believe. And she said, I mean, we were just inseparable. So a lot like that movie, she said, she was a Jehovah's Witness. So her parents, and I only mention that because her parents were very strict and it wasn't that easily acceptable to have a guy friend that you would be that close to. You know, that
right.
was considered.
Yeah.
But they didn't do anything. That's what I want to stress. It wasn't anything at that age. It had nothing to do with sex. They were just, you know, I mean, there's no way you could.
They felt really good with each other. And to each other, there wasn't any animosity. There wasn't jealousy. There wasn't, I'm going to do better than him. It's almost like they were paired when they were born.
That's a nice term,
paired.
What you said about twin flames. And in that respect, I would use that term easily, and I would say that it was true that they were a reflection of each other as far as their wants, goals, their ways of coping, their ways of how they perceived the world, their perception of the world and of life and the meaning of life. I mean, and can you imagine, I'm talking like kindergarten, I believe, kindergarten, first grade.
That's amazing that they stayed, relatively, you know, sometimes people move away, but you see, this was a real setup for them, totally, just a total setup. They were just paired, that's it, that's another term, they were paired, and there was
paired.
No separating them, no, you know, it's like, you know, the divine, like I call the divine, God looked down and said, no, these two are really good together. They're going to do great things together. There is going to be no separation. We will make sure that they, you know, I've always talked about the chessboard for God. He's moving these pieces around. Well, you know, you're over here and he's over there, vice versa. Well, how in the world are we going to get these two together? And I can see God up there saying to the angels and the archangels, well, what's taking so long? I mean, you know what? She's going to be as old as Methuselah.
Yes.
And well, what about him over there? We've got to do something. So let's step it up, people, angels. I always joke about that, but I really believe that. I do.
Well,
that's hilarious,
but it's true.
Yeah, it's like a chess piece, you know. You've got one here and one there, and you know, he calls them to order. Okay, step up here. We have to find out what's going on with these two. I don't see these two getting any closer to each other than the last time we convened, as to use your word, convened. So what's the prospects here? What are you going to do? What are your plans? We need to pick up the pace here, speed this up, because like I said, she's going to be as old as Methuselah. So we have to start this. But these two, I feel, it was set almost before they were born, Natalie.
Yeah,
that's really a beautiful story. This was just, it was set.
So. And I will tell you this, I have kept somewhat in contact with her, and I can tell you this because we were very, very close. In fact, she got pregnant by him. His name was Mike, and I'm using first names, and she wouldn't care. I mean, she doesn't listen.
Yeah, there's a lot of Mikes out there. Right.
You know, I mean, I know that she wouldn't care about me sharing the story, but she got pregnant in high school. Well, I graduated in 77, so I can tell you that at that time, to get pregnant in high school was a huge, huge deal. It was not.
Me too.
Yeah. I have a almost 21-year-old, and I mean, it's not even. You know, people don't even blink their eyes pregnant teen. But for her, it was very challenging. But what I wanted to say is that I have a close enough relationship that she would be honest with me. And she told me, not that she said, oh, we've had financial problems. I mean, we've had our share of difficulty. She would never smooth it over to make it like Candyland, talking about games. Remember that game Candyland?
Yes,
or,
I do. Yeah, Candyland, yeah.
But she said, we still have that same connection that we had back the day we met.
Yeah, see that?
She said, it's just as strong.
I'm going to write to them and tell them I've got another thing to add to their list. It's called Paired, P-A-I-R-E-D. They were paired. And there's just, I like that. That's nice.
Right. I mean, there's another one that I have too, but I've forgotten it temporarily, but that's called
You'll pick it back up again.
But what is it that I thought you wanted to ask something and I got off on a tangent again?
I have determined that there are no set rules for any of those terms, soulmate, twin flame, life partner. I think it can be a variation. I think think of some movie that you saw. I can't even think of one. I have some movies that really touch my heart. There's quite a few of them. But where these two people, they finally get to meet and they know instantly he's the one, she's the one. I found her, I found him.
Do you remember the name of the
I would
movie?
Like to think it's like that, but oftentimes it's a struggle. You know, it's not, it's tough. It's not a simple thing. Oh, yes, I'm going to go over there and that's going to be the one. No, you know, it could be, but how badly do you want it? Are you going to really walk that path? It's not an easy path. I'm going to tell you that.
It depends, like you said, it's unique. For some people, it can be, and for some of us, the sacrifices, the most difficult sacrifices, were made before we ever even met that person.
Exactly.
You know,
oh, yes, and losses. You will both have faced losses, which everybody does. But then you just have the divine that allows you to cross paths, and there you are, and all that happened to you before will just be a memory, and it won't get you. You know, sometimes things just stay with you and get you, and it will. It's almost like, oh yeah, okay, it's in the past now. It's in the memory. We haven't forgotten, but it's not earth shattering anymore because this is so much more worthwhile. And because I feel that, too. I think you can face similar losses of some kind, struggles, and then all of a sudden. But to me, we are not in control. To me, and Maya knows this, to me it's up to God. So if you have something, and I can say this, if you have something in your life that you really want to happen, and yeah, I don't know, then just say, okay, God, I'm going to give it to you because I know you will do the very best for both of us. If it involves two people, if it's something else, and I know if it's a job, you can use that too. I know you'll do the very best for me. And hopefully it'll be, if not, close to what I want. And some people don't even believe that. They don't think that the divine God is the ultimate. I happen to think they're wrong because I know that things can change, like turning over a penny can change that fast. And but, you know, somebody could say, well, Natalie's kind of like up in the clouds somewhere. Well, maybe I am. I don't know. But I know what kind of a woman I am. And nobody can deny what I am. And I look in the mirror, and I like what I see. I love what I see. I know I like today I had to do something for somebody again. I mean, you know, every day I do something. So I really believe that you will find that one, that soulmate, that life partner, that twin flame. But then again, I think they can be intermingled. I think it can be a little bit of all of it. I've never seen anything written about it, and that just came to me. So I don't know. Maya, I don't know. I think, Maya, you know an awful lot. I can only tell people what I've experienced, but as far as the general, you know, anything general, I'm not the authority at all. That's why I always ask Maya, what do you think, Maya? So what do you think, Maya? I mean, am I off there in the ocean somewhere?
Well, I think that's a little bit the definition, though, of grace, faith, love,
belief
is that we are a little bit in the clouds. So I don't see that as a negative connotation at all.
No,
I see it as a part of the beauty of our spirituality. So I would say
that's what makes us unique. And that's a nice thing to have. You can be very unique in your own and have your own. But you know, you're never going to know until it happens. You know, I mean, and maybe you build up something and it's really not what you thought it was, or it could be more than what you thought it was. So you have to take the chance. You just have to.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Right. You have to. Now, see, I see a life partner as a little bit different than a soulmate or a twin flame. So
right.
I would
think that, too. I would kind of feel that. Life partner seems to be exactly what it says, life partner. So,
right.
But can that life partner be of a short duration, Maya? Or can this
no.
be somebody that you spend most of your years with, you know, maybe someone passes away, but that was your life partner? I mean, is it just one? Can you have more than one?
I'm
really asking the questions.
Okay. First of all, a life partner, let me backtrack a little bit. See, that's why I said it's 7:43. It's going to have to be two parts. Because
yes, okay, we can continue this, of course.
I'm going to feel there's unfinished business, and I just won't be able to live with myself.
And you and I love to talk.
I know.
I have a lot more to say, I can tell you. But what do you want to say about the life partner?
Okay, our soulmate and our twin flames, okay, whether we differentiate those or we combine those or whatever, those are the opportunities. Those are those people that we have the connection that are a part of our spiritual path. I'll think of the term that I've used before at some point or next time. But when it comes to a life partner, and what you said, I believe is very, very true. not every soulmate that we come across in this lifetime or twin flame is going to end up being a life partner. A life partner is someone where the obstacles are those that are easily overcome or able to be overcome with reasonable, you know, risks, sacrifices, so on and so forth. And those are people that we spend our lives with. Now, you had a really, really good question, and that's, can we have more than one? I would say that the majority of people who find their true life partner, and if we look at the divorce rate, that tells us right there that either we're marrying those that are not really soulmates, or we're marrying, those that it was destined or determined to be short term, but we went ahead and married. I would say that very few people have more than one life partner. Now, they may, let's say that they meet their soulmate or twin flame, either or, and they marry that person and they spend their life together. And the person, I know you lost your husband, but I know you see that a little bit differently. But let's say, let's go to my friend. And let's say that her husband, Mike, were to die. I don't believe, knowing her and knowing the connection that they shared and knowing how much he is a part of her, like you talked about, the mirroring, and there's a lot of that, reflecting of one another, I don't believe that she would choose to... she may choose a companion as far as more of a friend, but I don't believe that she would choose another life partner. And one thing I will say is very much like you, I believe in anything and everything. So I always believe that option is available to us. However, I just, from what I'm shown and what I'm taught is that it's very rare that generally if we lose a spouse and if it's a soulmate and it's a true life partner, which is a little bit different. A life partner is someone that we are, you know, again, we're both ready. The relationship becomes its own entity. And we put that above either of the two people, so it's almost like a job where we're constantly aware of it and working at it. Even though on the other hand, it's very easy and flowing like a gentle waterfall. So there's a lot of conundrums within that. I don't believe that they would have the need, because that need has already been filled, and therefore those memories and that love that was shared is enough to see them through, other than maybe wanting companionship. If, on the other hand, if they were to actively seek and actively yearn for someone else, I would say that it's because that was not a true life partner, that it was easily would be a soulmate or twin flame, but that was not a life partner, if that makes sense. Did that make
sense?
Yeah,
it does make sense. I have a caller, okay. So keep talking. Let me just see who this is, and because I extended our time just a bit. But go ahead, keep talking.
How will I ever do it?
I don't know. You're just going to have to try. Now, if it was me, you'd say, okay, Natalie, talk. Okay, go ahead.
So,
you can keep talking, and I'm going to go to her right now.
Okay, so when we meet a soulmate, there are no rules as far as race, religion, age. I mean, some of it is a little bit within reason, of course. And, you know, that's taking out the pedophiles. I'm not talking about a 45-year-old man going after a 14-year-old. Obviously, that's just disgusting. But there's no, as Natalie mentioned, there's no rules. It doesn't have to fit inside any box. So we're open to meet a soulmate or twin flame, whichever. If you differentiate, that's okay. But there's definitely something shifts within our spiritual energy when we meet that person, and that changes. But sometimes what we are faced with is that we have to accept that that is not a life partner. And when it's not that particular soulmate or twin flame is not a life partner, then what will happen is that obstacles, and I'm not talking about obstacles that are external, he or she got a job here and we have to make a decision, or we're really broke and it's been really difficult, we're losing our home, or, you know, things like that. Those are external. I'm talking about internal. When and I believe Natalie's back.
Yes, you heard the beep. I have Patricia on the air, and she started to tell me about what happened to her. And so, Patricia.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell Maya Moon what you were telling me.
Well, basically, about 4 months ago, I saw a man in my third eye. I was fully awake, and here in Cleveland, there is a university called Case Western Reserve University. And what I was seeing was him in a room, and I think he may have been talking, even though I'm seeing this in the viewer, but I think I may have been in the room with him. That I can't remember. But anyway, he was tall, slender, has curly hair, like a bit longish, came just below his ears. And I saw clearly the white lab coat, which had Case Western Reserve on it. And certainly I just didn't understand, so I just decided to call in to a show, spoke to a couple of psychics, and this woman, she basically just started talking, saying that, you know, he may be an engineer or a scientist. He's very aggressive. Direct, but he may have had, he's probably had some type of loss, either lost a partner or a wife or something, but he's mourning, and but he is looking for someone, and he's not karmic, thankfully. And so she was telling me that, and she was asking me questions, am I involved in meetings or meetups and so on and so forth. And so she basically came down to that either we would encounter each other at some type of speaking engagement, or she saw me holding a picture.
A cup from a punch bowl?
No, the picture, I guess. So,
oh, okay.
And then, but she brought up galas, because she said that a few times, museum galas, and then she mentioned the Chinese New Year, and so it was a lot of information that she put out there. But she was saying around this time, now this was probably August, I believe, so she was saying it should have been around the fall equinox, so on and so forth, and that it has to be, it's something to do with the Chinese New Year or museum gala, that we would encounter each other, so that we may start running into each other. And he would probably notice me first, or maybe, or something, that I may notice him as someone that needs taken care of, and that he would want to connect to me, because I would help him in a healing way. And that we will be good for each other in a constructive way.
So, Maya, what do you think this is? Do you think that this is a potential what kind of connection?
Okay, so, Patricia, is this someone that you then saw again, or you're just asking, you're just sharing your story, wondering? We really don't do readings, but we definitely enjoy hearing other people's stories. So have you seen this gentleman again, or you're waiting for that to occur?
I'm waiting for that to occur. Now, what happened here at one of the clubs here, they started a event called, they call Science Cafes, which basically those experts or so in the science community or history or whatever, they meet at this, dinner club, basically. And, and so they have different speakers, and I've been wanting to go because it's just, I have different interests, and, it would be something interesting to learn. But also I figured, he might be there. And so I did go last Monday. And from what I saw in my third eye, I was looking around the room, but also I was listening to the subject matter as well. So I didn't see anybody, like that, and, no one approached me. So, like I said, I've been keeping my eyes open, checking, museum gala events here or, talks or whatever.
Right.
That particular university.
That's a good story, and what the listeners can take away from that is that if Patricia has indeed, if this is destined, if this is a soulmate or a twin flame, not that you don't, not that we don't need to be open, or if we have the availability to be social, but we don't have to be worried or be overly concerned. That person is going to enter our lives, and it usually doesn't take very long. Generally, it'll happen the first time, but that's just not always feasible or possible. So I'm glad that you called in and shared that story, because that's a good story. That indeed is a soulmate. Then all you have to do is just keep your faith and continue being open and social, and that person will enter your life, and when they do, they will have the same type of feelings that you do. And so, and that's true in general. Our soulmate, especially more so males, always take the lead, especially in a male-female relationship. In a male-to-male relationship, it can vary a little bit. It can be a little bit more complicated. But just for our listeners, just know that if that happens, if you see someone and there's just, I could think of so many movies like Fatal Attraction. I call it the Bunny Boiler movie. And there's just something, of course, that was a little bit, that went,
that went over the edge.
But, Patricia, good luck to you. I appreciate
it. I want to say something to her. I think she should go back to where she was before. If you have the calling that you need to go back to these places that there's speakers and things like this, this man sounds like he's very intelligent. I mean, he's not like he doesn't bag groceries. He sounds like he's got, perhaps some degree. He's had some good education. Then that should give you a hint. That's what you need to be around. And just look really your best, and like Maya says, be open and just see what happens. I mean, and I don't believe, Maya, and I think you feel the same, there isn't necessarily a time frame. I mean, I can tell you that. I mean, and it can be tough. The waiting can be tough. Even if you know who it is, it can be tough. It's something that you have to work for and work towards. And I would just remain open, like Maya said, and best of luck to you. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Thank you. Best of luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we had a caller that was really nice, and I want to apologize. We never did get to open up the chat room. It seems like Blog Talk was having an issue. I have no idea what's going on. Hopefully the next time, which will be in 2 weeks, we'll be able to have out. You know, I'm going to try to see if I can contact them and see what happened with our chat room, because I know oftentimes people like to come in there and listen that way, but you can always listen in from the site. You can tune in from our website, and also you can go to our page, which is blogtalkradio.com/starscast, and there's a place to connect. A lot of people do it that way. And like I've told you, Maya, I don't know how many people listen. I mean, there could be 50 people listening right now. There's no way for me to know unless I go back into the stats, and you know me, I love stats. So... Oh, it's just another thing. But there is no way to know. But hopefully everybody has enjoyed this. We're close to the end now of 9 o'clock, and this will be part one. We're going to do part two in 2 weeks. I have someplace that I have to be, and I'll be on the way home on Monday. I might be home early enough, but I kind of doubt it, so I don't want to have to rush. So we'll just plan on 2 weeks from We'll just plan on 2 weeks from tonight. Yes, it's good. Yes. It's all good. It's always all good. No matter what happens, it's always good. You got to remember that. And to those who are seeking their soulmate, or if you found him or her, don't be shy. You know, you got to step up the pace. Like I tell you, God is looking, thinking, let's step up the pace here. What are you doing? Right? But, and you know, don't live your life around it. But if you have the feeling, trust the feeling. Trust what you get. That's what I do. Maya knows that's what I do. I mean, I know things. That's all. And don't ask me how. I just know. But, you know, Maya is one of our gifted advisors on starsofthezpsychics.com. Please go to that. She'll be on, I'm sure, right after the radio show. If not, she'll be on later or tomorrow. You'll find her there. And I have a host of others. Some people are coming back that I had on the site before. Oh, please, Natalie, can I come back? Well, you know, it's hard for Natalie to say no. I don't hire that many. I usually bring back people rather than hire new ones. Although I've looked at these apps, Maya, and they're tremendous. A lot of tremendous people really want to be involved with stars. And that makes me feel good. That's like a, you know, another little star in my cap, little stars in my cap, and everybody wants to be a part of stars. That's really nice. Sometimes you don't even realize what you have until somebody tells you.
Another little star.
Of course,
star
I have you, and you've been with me for over 6 years, and we love talking to each other, and Maya and I could talk for hours. We know I can, mostly, but she can too. And anyways, if you want to say your goodbye, I'll give it over to you.
Goodbye, and you'll know. Don't worry. You don't have to panic. How will I know what color are his eyes, what color are her eyes? That is so unimportant. Don't worry. You will know, and that person will know. And, you know, keep your energy open and keep it stable and balanced, because one of the worst things that and we'll talk more about that next week. There's just no way we can cover this topic in 1 week. But blessings to everyone, and we won't see you next Monday, but we'll see you the Monday after, and we'll finish up on soulmates, twin flames, and life partners, when, where, why, and how.
Right. And with that, we're going to say goodnight. Have a great week. Remember to believe in things that you cannot see, because they are there. This is my own view. Maya knows that they exist, but maybe she doesn't go like off the end like I do, but that's how I have always been, even since I was a little girl. And you'll have to hear the story of me when I was a little girl. I mean, that's just how I am. But know that you're loved very, very much, and we will see you in 2 weeks. And with that, I will say goodnight. Bye-bye.
Bye.